This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All righty, 11:04, back on the Fantique and Tierney Show. This is, I think, a fair encapsulation of the mindset of a lot of Met fans. And this is what I'm after, to get rid of it. All right? I'm going to read you something.
Okay.
I saw a tweet, and I guess the only reason it's gaining traction is because maybe a few people who are verified have either, you know, retweeted or contributed. So I'm not going to give you her name, but she is not verified. She's a teacher. And she got about 1,400 followers on Twitter.
Okay.
Fairly active, you know, smart, intelligent poster. Here's what she wrote 2 hours ago. Mets, you have an off day. Please, no fingers and doors, dog bites, driving, boating, cooking, climbing stairs, biking, scissors, knives, forks, direct sunlight, eye contact, wool, dairy, or gluten. Absolutely no wild boars. That's obviously a Cespedes reference. Just Netflix. That's it. Netflix. Stay safe. You know, it's like they're harboring the fear of, even on an off day, something happening.
I mean, they don't want injuries. Injuries is the one thing that you worry about in baseball. Because all it takes is one guy or two guys to go down, and all of a sudden you get derailed. Even though the Mets kind of proved that you can lose two of your most important players. That would be Scherzer and DeGrom, as they did earlier in the season. And they still played great baseball. So they got great spots starting from McGill when he was healthy, and then Peterson when he was forced in and in certain situations. So, I mean, I feel like the Mets can weather anything, man. I know what they're saying.
Question for you.
They're terrified of injuries, but this Mets team feels like they can weather it.
Okay, and I'm not going to say that they won't or that they can't.
Yeah.
But is there anything about the 2022 Mets that feels a little bit, I'm just asking,
mm-hmm.
don't kill me yet, that feels a little bit like the 2020 Knicks?
No.
Okay.
No.
Little unexpected?
No.
Little, okay.
No.
Okay.
And because the star, singular, of that Knicks run was a guy who you knew was playing over himself.
Mm-hmm. Randall. No, Randall. I got you. I agree with that.
Whereas this Mets team has stars playing like they're supposed to. Pete Alonso.
No, I got you. That's right? Fair. Lindor. Starting pitchers. I got you.
Even Nemo.
Diaz had a 57 save season with Seattle.
Nemo is constantly.
It was a first round pick, Nemo.
I know, but he's constantly having really good at bats.
Yeah. Yeah,
right,
yes, no, I agree with
you. I think he had a couple 6 or 7 pitch at bats.
Yeah, right? He always does.
He always.
Every game.
Every single game.
More so, like 9 or 10.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he's always on base. Like, he didn't have a hit yesterday, but he scored 2 runs.
Did he get hit with a pitch? It was like 0-2, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I agree with you. I just want to get your thoughts. And by the way, you know, getting to the playoffs is very different. But Met fans need to realize this. After the Dodgers series, and who knows, maybe that's a reality check. I don't know. But after that series, which is in early September, in succession, I mean, this schedule is, they've got 3 with Washington. The Nationals are 37-76. They've got 3 with the Pirates, 45-66. 3 with Miami, 12 games under 500. 3 with the Cubs, 20 under .500. Oh. And then 4 with the Pirates. In succession, 16 games. They're going to win 105 games.
Yeah.
They're going to.
No, you're right.
So.
You're right.
When you win 105 games, all right, and You have the manager of the year, and you've got this energy that is just rare, even for New York. I mean, it feels special. You got to deliver. That's my only point. And Met fans need to embrace the fact that it's okay to say that, you know? All right, let's get Louie up in the Bronx. Louie's going to chastise Tiki, which is always interesting to
what
me.
What up, Louie?
Go ahead, Louie.
Brandon, I'm with you 1,000%. But now you just rattled off the schedule, right? There's always a flip side to that coin.
Which is?
We got 3 with the Phillies, 4 with the Braves, 4 more with the Phillies. Then you got the Yankees for 2. And then we got the Dodgers coming in August 30th, 31st, and September 1st.
That's right.
Before we hit that stretch that you said. Okay? So right up until September 1st, schedule's rough, but I'm not worried because these other teams are saying, we got to play the Mets.
Exactly.
Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. You referenced the next stop. The Knicks were a 4 seed. This team is legit. This team's got the second best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This isn't done with smoke and mirrors here.
Yeah.
This is legit.
I agree.
Okay, legit. And Tiki, I can't believe the way you talk, Tiki.
What did I do, Lou?
In the beginning of this, it is a total disappointment. The only thing that maybe I could deal with is losing a game 7 to the Dodgers and then the Dodgers destroy an American League team in a World Series. I couldn't even deal with that. This is a World Series team. And you're talking about the future. Forget about the future. When are we going to have a 3-time Cy Young at the top of our rotation and a 2-time Cy Young?
Never.
At the second? Never.
Because he's opting out.
And our 3, 4, or 5 stars, you said the Dodgers are better top to bottom as starters? I'm going to disagree with you there. All right, Tony Gonsolin, he's having a breakout year.
Yep.
All right, Carrasco's got 13 wins himself.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
All right? So, and Tiki, here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's my reference to you, all right? And I can't believe this, Tiki. You were a high-powered professional athlete, and I can't believe the way you talk. if your team was 12-2, football now I'm referencing.
Yeah.
Okay? If your team was 12-2 and had the second-best record in the NFL, all right, with 3 games to play, because basically 3 games left in the NFL,
there's
like 50. You get where I'm going here?
Yep, okay. Got it.
And you're not thinking Super Bowl or bust? It's a disappointment?
There we go.
You're not thinking that way?
There we go.
You know what, Tiki?
It depends. It's so hard to compare football.
I don't like your mindset.
And look, we went to the Super Bowl in 2000. We were dominating team.
Teams, that's right. And
right?
You should have thought it was a Super Bowl or bust.
We beat the crap out of the Minnesota Vikings. And we were like, oh, dude, Super Bowl is just like this. All we got to do is do what we do. We're winning. The Baltimore Ravens beat the living crap out of us.
Yeah, they had a great defense.
Exactly.
They had an all-time defense.
Exactly. So the same thing can happen. Right. More easily can happen in baseball. Right?
Yes. But I'm saying your mindset at that point with the Giants,
yep.
Okay? You weren't thinking Super Bowl or bust at that point?
No,
you weren't thinking when you were playing that kind of ball?
We were thinking Super Bowl or bust in the NFC Championship game.
So why are you talking differently about my – and all these Mets fans
– There's 50 games left, dude.
I don't care.
There's 50
– We have the best out of them. And it's, I know we lost 4 games to the Astros. If we get him in a series and our rotation is lined up, okay, because our rotation wasn't lined up in those 2 games and then 2 games again.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, neither was the Yankees, but this is the –
I'm just saying. Listen,
yeah.
Brandon, no disrespect. I'm not worried about the Yankees. The Yankees are fool's gold. I've been saying it all year long.
Iron Pyrite.
They're a one-man team. All right, and that's what makes us good. And that's why, Tiki, I heard you saying yesterday, you know, the Mets don't let down right after a big series.
Yep.
Come on. And I'm going to tell you why they don't. Because they're a 26-man team.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to worry if Alonso lets down or Lindor lets down. There's still other guys that pick it up. It's always somebody different.
That's right.
And the other guy who didn't like Escobar at third base, the guy plays a solid third base. He's having an off year with the bat.
Yeah, but you know what? He doesn't need to. And BT corrected him right away. He doesn't need to be an everyday third baseman. In fact, he's basically platooning with Guillorme. So it's fine. Like, you're not worried about your third base bat. You're maybe worried about your catcher bat, but are you really? Does it matter so much? The answer is probably not. So the Mets are fine in every position you can think of right now.
I love Louie. You know, I'm going to nominate Louie. Louie is now our official Tiki and Tierney WFAN Mets correspondent. He is now the emotional meter for the Met fans. If the Met fans need a little kick in the behind, a little inspiration, if you're not sure, Louie's the guy to rally the troops. Like love it. And that he's from the Bronx is odd. But he's the guy. I think he's the best Mets fan. We get some great calls.
Louis always positive.
All the time.
Always positive.
But
realistic.
Yes. The overly, I actually know him, so it's not, like, Eddie doesn't call us because, quite frankly, he calls every station, and I think that that's boring, whatever. He calls every show. Ira from Staten Island, yeah, Jets fan. I met him a bunch. He really is a good man. That's, like, ridiculously positive when there's no
reason to be.
You're not supposed to be positive. Like that gets old. That I want to hear. Louis is on point and Louis is on the money. And I also know about Louis, if things change with the Mets, then Louis will change because he's an adaptable fan. He reacts to what he sees. And that's what I am a little surprised that not more Met fans are doing. I know you're enjoying it, but I also think you can straddle the fence and be wrapped up in the moment, you know, immersed in what they're doing night to night or day to day, but also be like, yo, why can't we win the World Series? Let's go. Big Bob, or we should maybe more specifically get to the World Series. Big Bob's in Smithtown. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. Yeah, bear with me. Well, first of all, of course, the Yankees still look horrible, and God forbid Cortez can be left in there and lose his own game.
Yeah, by the way, Bobby, we're going to get to the Yankees coming up next segment. Sweet State of the Yankees.
No, he's giving a he's giving a programming note.
Yeah, we're going to get into the Yankees next. Stick to the Mets. Go ahead, Bobby. What do you have?
No, I'll switch to the Mets. I can't believe I'm doing this for the first time. It kind of nauseates me because I'm a Met hater. I can't believe some of these Met fans, you know, going from new owners to Buck to Diaz and Lindor turning it around and everything else, you know, this is definitely something special going on. I get no pleasure saying that. I'd like to see them fall on their face. I can't believe some of these Met fans, you know, there's something definitely special. And the Braves series, besides, you know, the Yankees, it was a different issue. The Braves series, and there's a spark there. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
There definitely is.
Why are you a Mets hater specifically? Just the territoriality of the city? Why?
Because I'm 67 and I grew up as a Yankee fan, Mickey Mantle, and I grew up in my heyday, you know, let's say teenage years, playing all the sports and was pretty decent, and watching the Yankees come in last place in 66 and going to Yankee Stadium with 4,000 or 5,000 people there.
Okay.
And I have a lot of inner circle family. I know I said it to you before. I know more Mets fans than Yankees, so I just can't cheer for the Mets. I'm not one of those New Yorkers.
No, I'm not asking you to cheer for the Mets, but I'm curious why you hate the Mets.
Because I'm a Yankee fan.
Well, so am I.
Because the Mets fans, like I said to you a couple of days ago, if they would have beat the Yankees in 2000, but the Yankees won every year till now, it wouldn't have mattered. If the Yankees turn their season around, which it don't look like they are, but the Mets beat them, let's say, back at the stadium, the four games. Let's say the Yankees win the World Series this year. The Mets fans will still glow. Oh, well, we beat you guys all four games when we played you.
Not this year, they won't. You know, I disagree. Yeah. I think that that's transpired in years past, Bob, because there's been some years, thanks for the call, bud, where, to be fair, Mets fans have really not had a lot else to gravitate to positively, so you hold on to the small wins, which I get. And I'd do the same thing if the roles were reversed here. I just, you know, as much as Met fans would have been unbearable after the 2000 World Series, let's call a spade a spade. Mm-hmm. So were we.
Yeah.
We were unbearable. Now, I'm not me.
Meaning Yankee fans.
Yes, but in large part, so were Yankee fans. You know what I'm saying? They really were.
Yeah, but now the Met fan can do it credibly because they're really damn good.
Yeah, but you got to finish the race. Otherwise, it's just another season that blends into.
That's
where we disagree.
So. I just don't think it's another season.
Back to the essence of our disagreement. Here we go.
I agreed, but I don't see how you could look at this as just another
season. Very easy.
Season.
Did you win a championship or not? Simple.
Okay, but it's not.
Simple analysis.
Not every team wins a championship.
I understand
not
that.
Not even great teams win a championship. Yeah. But a team that changes the mindset of this Mets
it
team.
It doesn't change.
But this Mets team is changing.
Until it changes. You got to understand that, buddy.
But this Mets team
take your partner's
is
advice on
changing
that.
The mindset of the Met fan.
But like, are they, though? We have Met fans calling us up saying, tweet me out. Of here. Like, they're not even. Had they?
Okay, but over in previous years, every Met fan would be saying that. Now Met fans are saying, like, literally every single Met fan would be like, oh, here we go again. It's just a matter of time. Yeah, we're a couple games over 500. We're going to blow it. Don't worry. It's coming. Just wait. We're falling in that manhole. We're getting hit by the truck.
Yeah.
Klaus on Umbrella Academy. You got to watch it to understand what I'm talking about. But he dies all the time and he comes
what
back.
What year is this movie from?
It's not a movie.
What
it's
is
a show.
It?
It's a show. It's
what
in,
channel?
It's Netflix. It's the third season. Huh? And all these babies were born on the same day, mm-hmm. like immaculately born.
Okay.
Moms got pregnant, had baby the same day. And
they
so
didn't get pregnant the conventional way?
No, it just happened. They just got pregnant. So nobody knows how they got pregnant.
Gotcha.
Right? And then this one guy, the father, adopts, who ends up becoming the father, adopts all these babies.
Hold on, let me just get this straight. So he's going to adopt all these kids without having sex? That's what you're telling me.
No, he was like...
that's what you just said. Got pregnant immaculately,
you're
and he's going to become their father,
he didn't even enjoy
sex?
You're not listening to me. Around the world, all these moms all of a sudden had babies. They just had babies.
Okay.
So it was clearly something extraterrestrial or whatever.
I got you.
So they were all born with powers, mm-hmm. like certain powers. Klaus, his power is that he comes back to life. So he thinks for the longest time, he's having these near-death experiences. And he's like, oh, I survived it. But he's actually dying and he's coming back to life. But his father, who adopted him, not his actual father.
Gotcha.
But he adopted all these kids, so he was their father. All these kids with superpowers.
Yeah, the guy who's not getting any booty, but yet he's a dad for a million kids.
He's actually an alien. But he's actually...
He's training
these kids... To maximize their potential.
You are. I swear to God.
Show,
you are the biggest nerd that I know. You are a nerd.
If people have seen Umbrella Academy, we'll tell you. It's fun. It's a good show.
I'll be prepared for the onslaught of three tweets.
You're not going to get it at all. But it's a fun show, man.
Listen, fun is subjective. So I know you love that stuff. I'm just messing with you. All right. Is your summer weight loss plan not working out as well as you hope? Well, hope's not a strategy. This is what you need to do. Contact NJDiet.com today, and they'll contractually guarantee you're going to lose weight. How about 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days? How's that sound? Go to NJDiet.com. The program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on saliva, hair, and blood work. And then they'll use DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off. And if you don't know if you can do it alone, they'll be with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by certified staff to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you'll also get the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet's committed to keeping the weight off. It's all natural, no shots, no hormones, no surgery, no prepackaged foods, none of that stuff. Just give them a buzz, 8555-NJ-DIET, or log on to NJDiet.com. Go to NJDiet.com today and lose the weight for good. State of the Yankees. We need answers. Sweeney Murdy next on the...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fan. Yeah, it's a good song to come back to because I'm pretty charged up. I'm pretty charged up like basically every Yankee fan who's been really disgusted with the way the Yankees have looked for a long time. And these numbers are gross. 13-20 over their last 33. They're 4-14 in games decided by two runs or fewer in their last 18. The starter's ERA over this 33-game run is 4.73. I need some answers, and we enlist the guy who's got them. That is the Sweeney Mert Man, Yankee reporter, WFAN. Sweeney, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing, buddy?
Hello, fellas. How we doing today?
We're doing awesome. Now, I would never do this. I would never berate you. I have no reason to berate you, like Francesca would, or cut you off for. But this, I don't know where this one's going, man, because I don't want to hear excuses. Not that you're going to give them to me, but here's what I need answers on, and here's what's bothering me the most. The Yankees, and I said this to Tiki the other day, are no longer built on meritocracy. And let me just fill that out, and you take me wherever you want. There's been too many guys who haven't earned it this year. They've been handed a status that they should not have. I know Gallo's gone. They ran him out every night just about. Didn't deserve it. Hicks, they run him out. Doesn't deserve it. Donaldson, premium spot in the batting order. They keep putting him there. Hasn't earned it. Even yesterday, Abreu pitching. Where's Marinaccio? Abreu, didn't deserve it. Where is the old philosophy, you earn what you get with the Yankees?
Yeah, I think all of them are, I mean, you're lumping them into one thing, and it's hard to answer that. Individually, there are different reasons for them, and I'm not asking you to agree with them. I'm not telling you this is what I believe, and I think this is where, you know, people start yelling at me online, is that I'm telling you, you ask me, why are they doing something? I tell you why they do something, and I hear, why are you defending them? I'm not defending them. I'm telling you the answer that you asked for. It doesn't mean that you're going to like it, and it doesn't mean that, you know, you're right, I'm wrong, whatever. I'm telling you this is how it is. They're all individually different. I mean, Gallo they held on to until there was a time to move him, until there was a time to get a move for a replacement, which was Benintendi. You weren't going to make that deal until, you know, the last week in July when they made it. Abreu over Marinaccio is really hurting because Abreu hasn't taken advantage of this. But mm-hmm. I think one of the factors here is that very recently, you used to be able to have a trade period in August that you could put players through waivers and mm-hmm. still acquire them.
Yes.
That's how they got Canseco, right?
But that was a mistake.
Yeah, no, sure. I know. Yeah. Trust me.
But
I know.
That period doesn't exist anymore. Uh-huh. So you are no longer able to make any trades in August for major league players. So I think that forces, and I don't think just the Yankees are alone, but it forces you to not want to lose some inventory unnecessarily. So in order to make a move to get a player up here, they decide to keep Abreu rather than lose him because you don't get the chance to trade for another major league caliber player. And they sent Marinaccio down, who didn't deserve to be sent down. Mm-hmm. He'll come back up. Whenever he's eligible to come back up, I'm confident he'll come back up because he's an important piece here and works here.
But he's not that important because he's in a high leverage situation in a rubber match against a team you might play in the playoffs.
And he's in a high leverage situation because of the games leading up to it and the usage of those arms leading up to it.
Partly.
They were committed not to using certain guys, and they were short in the bullpen because of it.
I mean, and that creates it creates doubt in our mind when we see these things not pan out. And so the question that I think as Yankee fans we need to ask is there doubt or faith that Aaron Boone's going to pull the right strings to get this team back on the path that they started the season on? Because now it doesn't feel like it.
I think what you're trying to move forward here is saying that if you had Holmes available and everybody else, all these other guys available, that you're still bringing Albert Abreu into that spot. And the answer is no, that's not going to happen. You're mm-hmm. bringing in the guys that you have.
Yeah.
I think you're trying to – and listen, a lot of times you're talking about trying to bring these guys into low-leverage situations. Well, do you see how many close games the Yankees have been playing? Every game the Yankees play is a close game.
That's
there are no low-leverage situations. They're not losing 8-1. They're not winning 12-1. So when they're in every one of these situations, as much as you want to give these guys a soft landing, it's not going to work. And if you're committed to keeping your guys rested into the final weeks of the season so that they are fully effective then you're going to find yourself in a situation where, okay, Aroldis Chapman was supposed to be broken into low-leverage situations, coming in to tie games in the sixth or seventh inning. That's not exactly low leverage. Albert Abreu is the only one available in that certain spot, and unfortunately you're not winning by 6 runs, so he has to come into that game. So you're going to find yourself in these situations because each game ends up, you know, kind of the way it does.
All right, so we're talking to Sweeney Murdy, Yankees beat reporter here at WFAN, as piped in as anybody around the team, and really, I love Sweeney, does great work. So stop rating him on Twitter. He's just telling you what he's he's connected the dots.
I think it's a clear distinction because you guys are allowed to say, this is what I want to see.
That's right.
This is, I'm trying to tell you what you're going to
see. No, I understand. Well, you're providing depth behind the reasoning of what they're doing, and it's up to us to disagree or agree. And sure. The problem is we've been disagreeing way too much because a lot of the moves haven't worked out. Here's what I got to say about Brian Cashman. This could be an end-of-the-year thing. This could be a beginning of the year. This could have been during the winter. This could be now, and it's going to be now. Brian Cashman has developed a Hall of Fame executive resume. If people want to debate that, go ahead. He's got a ton of championships. I'm not debating that. But what I will say, Sweeney, he has shown zero instincts, two things that are killing this franchise, okay? They never develop young starting pitchers, ever, like top of the rotation guys, ever. And when they search in the bottom rack, the Klubers, the Paxtons, they never, the Kevin Browns, they never work out. So I'm asking you, if people think that Cashman's great at his job, how can you be great at your job when you can't do the thing that I think inarguably is the most important thing to building a team?
Yeah, and I think part of it is what you're always thrust into, and is that you're always in this 95-win range and playoff range. Trying to break in a young starting pitcher, I mean, we say, you know, I don't know how many times you're going to give a guy a chance. I mean, because I've seen it and you've seen it. A guy comes up, and you know, the guys who become really good starting pitchers sometimes need a little bit of runway and sometimes need to be allowed to lose a little bit. If a guy loses a little bit here, you're not in a position where you're saying, okay, well, we're going to finish in fourth place this season anyway, so let's just let him go. You know, let's remember the Braves, okay? The Braves didn't, you know, Braves had their young starters, and this is a generation ago.
They're about Maddox, Smoltz, Glavin, those guys, yeah. Steve Avery.
Look at what Smoltz and Glavin did their first couple of years. They lost a lot, and they were allowed to lose a lot. If one of those guys, if I told you one of these, you know, go look up Smoltz's first year, okay, with the Braves.
Yep.
At what, 8-19 or something like that. If you had a starting pitcher here, you would never want to see him again if he had the first year. And you say, here's another failure. So there's a lot more working here sometimes. You're not wrong. They haven't developed frontline starters, but I also think what you're doing is you're always in this cycle of trying to get this team better right now.
Yep.
Sometimes you trade away guys. Listen, they traded away a bunch of pitchers that were in demand. Now, I'm not saying whether or not they become ace pitchers, but clearly the industry valued them because when other teams came trading for the Yankees, they asked for all of these pitchers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So but
when you're always churning, it's really hard to sit and develop and let that happen.
Okay, but they seem to be the only team that doesn't.
I would say they're the only team that doesn't. Because I think we have a very high standard. You know, we're talking about right now, you're saying, well, these shortstops better become Jeter. Really?
No,
they better
I'm not
become
saying that.
One of the top
I'm
six.
I'm not saying that.
That's ridiculous. You know how many people are?
Well, but that's ridiculous.
They better become a consistent starter.
If I'm going to tell you, every starting pitcher has to be Andy Pettitte or Whitey Ford. Like, this is the bar that people are setting. And if that's your bar, you're going to fail miserably.
Okay.
I'll go back and tell you, there are reasons that Phil Hughes wasn't as successful as you wanted him to be, but if I will guarantee you, all 30 teams tell you that you drafted a high school pitcher with the 28th pick or whatever it was, and made him, and this is the career he had, they would take it every single time. It's just hard to become the elite guys, and that's where you start cherry picking.
Well,
I get
that.
Trying to trade for controllable guys, and they never work out.
They never work out, basically, and not always. They almost never work out, Sweeney.
They're coming in with a lot of pressure, and they're coming and trying to do it. And it hasn't worked.
Pressure.
Plus, the guys that you also have to think about who's available. Okay, certain times the guys you want aren't necessarily available.
I understand that. Listen, can you explain to me, and by extension, everybody listening, us? How in the world, and please don't say he wasn't going to start a playoff game, under what measurement is trading a solid 29-year-old lefty, middle-of-the-rotation guy, okay, for a guy in a boot who's a fourth outfielder?
Yeah. I don't think he's a fourth outfielder. I think they view him as, well, first of all, you're talking about, remember we started, you're talking about the season, but Gallo and Hicks, okay, mm-hmm. and all season long trying to replace them. Well, it took until July to figure out how to replace Gallo with Benintendi. Hicks is still here. Center field is a problem that they knew that they had a year ago. They weren't able to correct it. They weren't able to find it. Now, unfortunately, Bader has been hurt for about the last month and change, okay? Like the end of June, I think, is the last time he played. So he's got this injury that, okay, he's in a boot. He, you think that they would trade for a guy and say, well, we know he's not going to play for us all year. I mean, I think you do a little bit of diligence and say, okay, the hope is that he's going to be ready to play in September for you, okay? And you do have a little bit of a luxury with the record you have, the lead you have, blah, blah, blah. That's going to come at a cost. They were working to acquire other starting pitching law. I don't buy into this narrative that people have, you know, I've checked around about this a little bit. People say, oh, Cashman goofed because he knew he had Pablo Lopez from the Marlins and pulled the trigger on the Montgomery deal. Brian Cashman doesn't operate that way. Mm-hmm. He never believes a deal is done until it's done. Okay, I think the cost of acquiring a guy that you needed to upgrade center field was a starting pitcher. I think they felt that they upgraded with Montas in the rotation. They felt that Severino's injury wasn't bad enough where he wasn't going to come back. So that, unfortunately, you know, every deal isn't, all right, let's give us my garbage for your player. I think it's always going to be coming at a cost that might hurt you.
Yeah.
Very rarely do the Yankees trade anybody off the major league roster in deals like this.
That's the worst trade I've ever seen. It was the worst trade I've ever seen him make.
Well,
conceptually.
Well, you can't say that until
I'm saying conceptually.
You can't say it until you see how it plays.
True. Conceptually. Yeah. But he got off the plane literally in a boot, and then the team that the guy they traded just beat him.
Yeah.
Listen, I could belabor this. That was a moronic trade.
It doesn't look good because the other guy hasn't paid off yet, and he wasn't going to pay off now. Mm. So I think what you're looking at is trying to figure out how to upgrade center field, because that's what they've tried to do. They made a pointed effort from the winter to especially defensively, improve up the middle. You saw what they did at catcher. You saw what they did at shortstop and second base, and center field was still an area where it didn't work. So that's where they still had to address. They had areas of concern. They added a starter. I know they got rid of one. They added two bullpen arms, and they added a center fielder who they hope will be with them in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, Sweeney, it's easy to see why people think you're making excuses for the Yankees.
I mean, but I'm telling you reasons, okay?
I know.
You can't ask me for reasons, and when I give you reasons, just call them excuses.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sit here all day and just tell you, well, this guy's that, whatever. You're right, but we're not having a fair discussion if I'm not telling you the other side.
Yes.
I'm telling you the other side. If you want to sit here and call me an excuse maker, you're putting a label on it. I'm giving you reasons.
I like the label. You're close to this team. This has been a really rough 30 games or so. What's the pulse of the Yankees clubhouse right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, they obviously are not playing very well. They've had terrible base running mistakes, as we saw the other night in extra innings. I mean, I don't think, have you ever seen?
Not
you,
once,
you
yeah.
Get, you get gifts. You get a gift in extra innings. And all three times that extra guy got erased.
It was reprehensibly ridiculous. Bad. It was pathetic.
They're a terrible stretch right now where their pitching has regressed a little bit. They're giving up a lot more home runs than they used to, which is a big thing. Their lineup is depleted right now, okay? You have some guys who have been out, like Stanton. Rizzo was out for a little while in two different occasions. Stanton's injury hurts. Carpenter's injury hurts. The lineup is a little low. So I think you're dealing with a lot of, and the injury in the bullpen with Michael King certainly had a trickle-down effect.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things are going wrong. They're losing a lot of close games. They won a lot of close games in this stretch. Overall, you're still talking about like roughly about a 40-game stretch here, 45-game stretch, which they're basically a 500, a little under, right? It's not unusual, even in championship seasons, for this to happen. If you go back a little bit, even just go back 5 years, right? The 2017 team played, no lie, 100 games between May and August where they were a 500 team. And then they got hot again in September and made it happen. The 96 team, who we all, you know, we look back fondly on, had a 12-game lead that dwindled down to, I think, two at one point. Sky was falling. They rebounded, picked it up. Here's the problem that you see here. When they play this badly, you can never, ever foresee them coming out of it.
Yeah.
But good teams do, and good Yankees teams in the past have. They've all weathered these storms, and they're not all – and now, granted, it's been a while, and one championship and blah, blah, blah. I understand that, so it's hard to see that. But you will never, ever foresee – a player or a team getting better when they're in the middle of this. Tiki, I'll take it back to you. When you're fumbling, does anybody ever say, oh, he'll be fine, he'll get out of it, just give him time.
Yeah.
You want
Coach
to
Fossil
see it
did.
End.
The fans wanted to run you out of
to
town,
believe
though.
In you, right?
Yeah.
It took somebody to believe in you.
Yeah, or change mechanically. No, you're right.
He's not wrong. I get that, and we got to roll. By the way, that's Sweeney, a Yankee beat reporter here on The Fan.
Hey, listen, do me a favor.
Yes.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
Can you call me when they're winning sometime? Why am I the guy you call just to complain about?
No, we just know you're going to give us the right answer.
Oh, stop.
And by the way, I'm going to leave you on this. I understand. And you left out the 2000 season where the Yankees really stumbled down the show. Okay, and they regenerated. I agree. In baseball, when you don't hit, you look lethargic. It feels terminal, and it's not. There's enough evidence. But bottom line is this. Without Aaron Judge's heroics, this is an 81-win team. This team is not nearly special. And I'm not going to say that I'm not going to declare them dead now. That's moronic here. But looking at this team, I don't see any chance how they win the World Series. I don't see it.
I don't see it. They're not playing well enough for you to see it. That's the problem. If I showed you one of these stretches in 2000 or 96 or in 2017,
but they had different players, Sweeney. They had more accomplished players that you could invest trust in.
Oh, of course. Listen, but it's also kind of dumb to say, like, you know, without Aaron Judge, they're this. I mean, yeah, take away any team's best player, they're not nearly as good.
But yes, literally. But nobody has been so dependent this year in baseball like the Yankees have been on Judge. That is not an erroneous statement. It's true.
I think every good team relies on their best player.
Yeah, no, I agree, but not as much as the Yankees rely on Judge.
And here's the other thing. Like, I'll take this back to John Daniels, the president of the Rangers.
Hurry up.
Said this a long time ago, and I've never forgotten it. One of his best players was taken out of the lineup, and somebody said, how are you going to replace him? He said, there are no contingency plans for your best players.
Yeah.
Your best players are your best players. And if they don't perform the way they're supposed to, well, then you're not going to be as good as you're supposed to. That goes for Gerrit Cole. That goes for Aaron Judge. Mm. That goes for Clay Holmes and Aroldis Chapman, all these guys. It's hard to replace those guys because they're supposed to be your best players.
Now, I don't care what the hell John Daniels said. I'm not going to feel better until the Yankees start playing better baseball.
Listen, just do me a favor. Call me when they're winning.
Yeah, we will.
I'm tired of you just bitching at me all the time. Just call me when they're winning.
Hey, you know the nature of sports radio.
No. I have a job here. It's to come on and talk about the Yankees. Talk to me when they're winning, too.
You know what? That's a deal, brother. Good job. Yeah. Love you. Love you, Sweeney. Good work. Thank you, Sweeney. He's the man. I love those fiery exchanges.
Sweet.
People saying he's holding the water for the Yankees. That's not right. Tiki, what are you doing?
I mean, you kind of implied it. I said I can understand why people think that you're giving excuses for what's going on. He's right, though. He's just giving a reason for that things are happening. So, he's right.
He's one of the good guys. I love him. All right. Hey, New York. Today is August. It is August 11th, which is 8-1-1 on the calendar, obviously. That's why WFAN in New York, 8-1-1 are beginning and bringing extra attention to its free call before you dig safety service. Avoid damage to buried utility lines that cause service outages and injuries by always calling 8-1-1 at least 2 full working days before you dig. It's a free service, and it's the law of New York. Remember, for digging projects, big or small, August 11th and all year, always make the right call by calling 811. All right, my man Sweeney felt like a little old school WFAN. I like it. We usually do our two-a-days here.
Yep.
But, you know, that ran a little long, and obviously we want to react to that. We want to give you guys a chance to react to the energy of that conversation. Listen, Sweeney's great at what he does. I don't agree with many of the things he just said. I see it differently. I think many of you do as well. But we'll push back the two-a-days to next hour. And coming up in about, 8-9 minutes, we'll go all in. But Yankee fans are not happy, and rightfully so. It's been an extended malaise, and we want answers. 877-337-6666. Go to the Bronx. What's up, Tony? How are you?
Hey. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Tony.
Tiki.
What's up?
You know, you leave me speechless. I'm a diehard Yankee fan here, and I don't know what to make of you, but How dare you come at Sweeney? I mean, that's the last thing you want to do is come at our people like that. Really, uncalled for.
How did I go at Sweeney? Because I said he sounds like he's in an excuser.
Excuses, and he calls it the way it is. He is the man, and he everything he says is gospel. You got to give him a little bit more respect.
I love Sweeney. What are you talking about?
I bet if he was reporting for the Mets, he'd be all over him. I mean, I'm getting that feeling. But, Brandon, it all started with, for me personally, all right, for me,
yep.
It all started with the Cincinnati Reds right before the All-Star break, and I didn't like what I saw then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't like the Pirates series either, but keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. No, you're right.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, I told you the last time I called, I said, I'm 53. I got pissed off when they were comparing them to the 98 Yanks because I was in my 20s then, and that was nothing like the 98 Yanks. This team was not it, and I knew it. And this meltdown that's happening, I'm calling it a meltdown because I see no end in sight. I hated to hear everything that they were saying about Boone, and I still refuse to believe that we're going to tank it. I'm telling you, I'm just like you two, but I agree with you when you told Sweeney, we don't have what it takes to win the World Series. We really don't. And God forbid, what's going to happen is we probably end up losing to the Sox this weekend in Fenway. That's how bad we're playing because they always play good against us,
yep,
and then awful against the rest of the world. 28-3 against Toronto, I think, was one of their scores. But you know what? Our team is in such a funk right now that I am so upset with the Yanks. Boone better get it together. I don't blame Cash at all. I really don't. I'm telling you, Brandon, I don't blame Cash, man.
What?
I really don't.
Why?
And I'm telling you, but Boone got to get it together.
Wait, hold on a second. Now, we were basically holding hands up under that last statement.
Yeah.
You don't blame you absolve Cashman? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we came out of the gate with what he gave us, and we were ripping. And I wasn't, because during the offseason, I'm like, we haven't even played a game yet. Let's give it a shot. This kid, IKF, could step it up. And I like the kids, man. Back in 95, when Greg Bird came up and played first, I was excited because I said, let's get the kids in here. Nothing's working.
Yep.
Just bring all the kids in here.
Okay.
So I was excited for that change. So what he does, he makes the changes. He gets the pieces in there that he can get. He's not going to give up the farm to go and get everybody that we want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but hold on a second. Tony, the prop, that's a philosophy. And thanks for the call, buddy. And I don't even fully agree with the philosophy. I don't mean you just give it all the way. I would like balance where you got a couple of high-profile players like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you inject some youthful enthusiasm, guys that play. I don't mean, one in 5 days like Florio, he's 0-for-4, they send them down. Give him a chance. But the problem is that this is now, see, we are wrong in if you really want to look at this. We keep referencing 2009. If Alex Rodriguez wasn't pumping Lord knows what into his system, they don't even win the 2009 World Series, which is really
fair.
It's true.
I mean, maybe.
It's no maybes. It's the truth. That's the point of the Phillies team was better. That Phillies team, I think, was better. I think. They had won the year. That Phillies team was good. And Alex Rodriguez was like a right-handed Babe Ruth in the World Series and during that postseason run. And he was jacked up. He was juiced up. So it wasn't authentic. Now, other championships, guys were taking roids too and on other teams as well. Maybe some Phillies were doing it. The point being, the last championship, that's even kind of tainted and jaded.
Yeah,
I don't think
of it like that as a fan. You're not thinking that.
Not in real time I wasn't, but now as I reflect, I have the ability to do that a little bit.
But you could almost say that about every team back in that era. It was a guy, whoever it may have been. I can't even remember that Phillies team.
But was it the guy? Well, that was the Utley,
was Howard
the
on
Cliff,
that team?
Of course.
Yeah.
Howard, the Utley, the Rollins, the Cliff Lee. It was good. Pedro pitched on that team. I went to the game too. It was Pedro versus AJ Burnett. I mean, in 09, listen, they won and the parade was fun. I did a show from City Hall. It was great. Jay-Z was up there singing Empire State. I mean, it was cool, but that's a long time ago and
yeah,
we reference it and there is a little bit of an asterisk on that champion. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how anybody, I'm going deep today. I don't know how anybody can look objectively speaking, I am leaving all emotion at the door. Mm-hmm. I'm not even wearing a Yankee hat. I got no Yankee gear on. I am looking at the Yankees objectively and measuring them against the rest of baseball. And that includes development of prospects, signing of free agents, allocation of other resources, hirings. How can you tell me Brian Cashman's doing a good job? How can you tell me the last couple of years Brian Cashman has done a good job? How can you tell me that?
Well, only because of the consistency of success.
What, consistency but of not, October shortcomings? So we're lowering the bar for the Yankees.
Yes.
That's, well, I'm not.
I'm answering your question. How can you say he's a success? The only way to say he's a success is because they're consistently good.
A big damn deal. If I spent $250 million, I win 95 games too.
Yeah, you're right.
I would.
You still got to spend it. You got to spend it well.
But he hasn't, because they haven't won.
I know.
I think it's laughable.
I'm not disagreeing with
you. I know you're not, T. I think it's ridiculous, not funny, but still comical in a weird way, that you have the budget or the payroll that they have, third most in baseball, and you've got to completely revamp the world. Oh, we need a left fielder. Benintendi, we've got to go get him. Oh, we got to get a Bader. We get rid of a starting pitcher. Oh, we got to go get this guy. Oh, I mean, how many times do you have to restructure a team when you spend almost $300 million to build it? What is so hard about it?
Obviously,
when was the last time the Yankees developed a Jacob DeGrom? When? I'm waiting. In my lifetime, the answer is never. The answer is never.
Because
all of their big stuff pitchers.
I don't know if you're expecting an answer.
I don't know. I guess I'm asking rhetorically. I'm just yelling. I don't know. But yes, I don't think I'm wrong.
You are ranting. You are ranting. There is no answer to the question you're asking.
Okay. No, but there is. The answer is that he has not done the job that some people think he has done. That is the answer. And if it doesn't change, then it needs to change. That's the ultimate answer. I'm sorry. You know, I keep saying about the Mets on my little bumper sticker, mm-hmm. It doesn't change, ..
Yeah.
Until it changes.
Yeah.
I've got to apply that same thing to my Yankees. It doesn't change until it changes. And all we've been fed is successful regular seasons and October implosions. Why is this year going to be different? Where's the evidence that it will be different?
There isn't a lot.
That's all I'm asking.
No, you're
all right.
You're right.
All right. 877-337-6666. Getting worked up here, Barber. Am I wrong?
I don't know what the hell is wrong with you today.
It's 33 games of what's wrong with me. Actually, it's 12 years of what's wrong with me. What's wrong with me?
Wait till Stan comes back. Wait till Rizzo gets healthy.
Just don't launch me into another tirade, because then I could get into Cashman again for acquiring him for a guy who's always hurt with an exorbitant contract. Let me just get to the update. Let me shut up. Let me get the update. We'll come back. We'll get you calls. We're going to go all in on this Thursday here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.